one, can we start a very quick stream of the HHP camera just for an object?
Integrity, that was unreadable. We are trying something. Hang on a second. Integrity Houston, we are doing some config changes here. When we're ready for a two-way comm check, we'll let you know. Integrity Houston on one with the voice check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity has your last clear, Houston.
Agreed. We were configured to do some high-speed file transfers, and it looks like maybe that squeezed out the voice range a little bit. That's what our problem was. But go ahead and repeat your call just to make sure we are on the same page.
Probably already answered my question. I wanted to know, or just let me know when is a good time for us to try a quick HHP camera downlink to you.
Okay, we will go for that right now.
I'm not 100% sure I did everything right, but you should have a HHP camera downlink with no audio.
Hey, Reed, looks like the good news is that was a good test, and what we're seeing is the crew member exercising.
Mike was totally fine with that. Wanted to do the test real quick. So I'll go ahead and stop it now. We know it's got a good end work.
Right. Excellent. Thank you.
This is an Integrity for comments about the PWD when convenient.
Hey, Christina, can you give us a minute?
Of course.
Okay. Now we're ready.
Excellent. Hey, actually, question about that. When I first made the call and there was a pause in calling back, we saw a ping suspect. Do you expect ping to go suspect when you're doing large or high-rate file transfers? We did check and saw we weren't in a handover.
Yeah, Christina, that was an artifact of us trying to push up file transfer rates. We're kind of playing with that in the background to see if we can find a place where we can get files faster, but also not impact COM and overload the buffer. I think what we've decided is we're just going to stay at the safe rate that's been working so far in the mission and play with this a little more tonight after you guys go to bed.
Okay, copy all. Makes sense. We're just trying to understand our displays, and we love the exploration on that one. The original call was about the PWD. Wanted to let you know that after doing a fill, we have been having to wait 30 seconds minimum so that when we remove the water bag after closing the valve, there's not residual water coming out of the dispenser. We've just been implementing that as a workaround to wait that 30 seconds, but wanted to let you know both for your awareness and also to see if there could be a workaround.
Okay, copy the report. Let us talk about it. We'll let you know.
Thanks, Mark. And as you probably imagine, that's a low priority. We're getting by just fine as it is.
Copy that, and glad to hear it. And you certainly look like you're doing great up there.
Appreciate that. It sure is fun.
Hey, Christina, a follow-up on that. Can you describe how much water is coming out in that 30 seconds, and also is it just trickling, dripping, or is it more of a steady flow for a little while?
We will take a video, but if you remove a bag after closing the valve prior to about 30 seconds, a steady stream of water continues to come out, and it might be just a little less than what the standard flow is, but it's definitely a steady stream.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
And to be fair, I've never actually seen the full bore what it would be if the valve were open without a bag on it, so I can't compare, but the stream is steady and maybe about an eighth of an inch wide.
Thank you. Copy. Could you give me a guess of how much volume it ends up being?
We have someone who thinks that what it is just a line's worth of water. Maybe it's just emptying out until the back pressure goes away. Can't say the volume because we always just stick a bag back on it quickly to stop the flow and then wait longer. So, don't have a strong, easy answer for you on that one.
That's good enough for now. Thank you. Integrity Houston for Victor.
Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, on this PAO daily imagery transfer activity, we would like priority on those Earth photos. The first 30 minutes after TOI that Reed was excited about, if possible. Thank you.
Houston Integrity on one for a window inspection on Reed's timeline.
We're with you.
Hey, Mark, is there anyone there that can tell us what the end goal is of this? Are we trying to do the interior panes or all the panes all the way through? I know it says I can dim cabin lights, but it's next to impossible to get a clean image of these windows.
Hey, Reed. We're trying to just get a good characterization of all the panes and understand how clear they are before we go and do the observations through them. So understanding the overall condition is the goal here. So if you see any scratches or imperfections, that's of most interest, and especially if it looks like it's in the outer panes. And understand that the photos might be difficult in the lighting, and so just best effort on that if you find anything that warrants a photo.
Okay, sounds good. I will do my best. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is it integrity for exercise?
Go ahead, Christina.
Yes, I'm in the Philo Exercise Ops procedure step 8.4. This is our first time with the accelerometers configured, and it does say on FCCH Go, switch them both to the on position. I actually just did that. Is that going to be okay?
Yes, it's going to be okay, so you have a go in hindsight.
Thank you for the retroactive go. Do you need us to get the accelerometer go every time, or is this just a final check to make sure we're go for exercise?
Checking. Hey, Christina. Those files are basically only able to record as long as the exercise is scheduled. So the important thing here is that you turn it on right before you start and that you also turn it off when you finish, and then we get a new file going for the next person. So if you guys can remember that and understand that, then you don't have to report that every time.
Copy all.
Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you.
Houston Integrity on 1 for window inspections.
With you on 1.
Mark, I will put all those images on PCD1 in a folder under imagery for downlink window inspection. I'll make sure that's what it says in the procedure. I'll double check that. And then just big picture, there's just a few little blemishes here and there, a couple little scrapes on the most innermost panes. And then there are some blemishes on the outer panes. Obviously, we're not going to be able to do anything about. The most notable one is on window 1. So what we're calling window 1 is the portmost window. There it looks like just a touch of jarring on the outer edge. I think it occurred during last jettison. I noticed it on the way uphill. It shouldn't be a factor for our photographs, but you'll hopefully see it in the picture. It's really hard to get a picture of it. It's very small.
Okay, Reed, copy all of that. Thank you for that report. And actually, we don't need you to downlink those. We'll get those for post-flight analysis.
Oh, that's outstanding. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Integrity for portable speaker.
Go ahead.
Yeah, connected the portable speaker to 81 AIU. I put it into J2 instead of the J3. That makes a difference, but if it does, let me know. I can swap it over. We had a Feltor headset hooked up in J3 already, just sitting there. I'm going to leave it connected.
Yeah, Jeremy, those are fine. J2 and J3 are functionally the same. We have one command, but thank you for letting us know where that is.
Okay, and so over to you guys to do your configuration then, and I guess the speaker will just start working.
Checking. Yeah, Jeremy, our command is to prevent feedback. You'll still need to make sure that you've plugged in the USB port for power and turned on the knob.
Okay, those are done, and it has a light on it, and the knob is full volume.
So, Jeremy, testing it, are you hearing this call through it?
Try one more test, Mark. Give us a 5 count.
Testing on the portable speaker. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we're not hearing anything. Let us troubleshoot a little bit.
If there's nothing you see that's obvious, we'll go ahead and send that command as a first troubleshooting effort.
Yes, please send it.
Okay, in work. Okay, that has been sent. How are you hearing me now through the speaker?
No apparent change.
Okay, well, let us scratch our heads.
Jeremy is unplugging the Peltor and putting it in J3.
Okay, copy. Okay, guys, are you over on J3? And if so, are you hearing any difference?
First question, Mark. This is on C1 umbilical, so don't we need C1 on listen?
Checking. Okay. Can you verify first of all, you are plugged into J3 now, and you're still not hearing me in that config. Is that correct?
I think we resolved the issue. We just went to listen on
very good news. Thank you.
The only issue is now when we transmit, we can hear it almost real time coming out of the COT speaker.
Okay, copy that. We're talking about it. Okay, we sent another command. Does that change anything now?
We're checking. Yes, we do not hear that feedback at all.
Like magic. All right. Good news.
I strongly agree. That's awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, our pleasure.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity, any liens against starting the third exercise at, in the next 5 to 10 minutes?
No liens. How about it?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston, what's ComCheck?
And Mark, was that a call for us? It was broken, but we thought we heard the word integrity.
Yes, it was a call for you. Do you hear me more clearly now?
Yes, you can go ahead.
Okay. When we left Madrid, we should have handed over to KUS, and we did not get a clean handover for a while. If you were trying to call us, looks like we are locked in right now. We will eventually go to Goldstone, but wanted to let you know what was going on and also if there's anything you have for us. We're in listen mode.
Thanks for letting us know. We were not aware. We've just been busy around the cabin.
Well, then I'm sorry I interrupted you, and carry on.
Always great to hear from you.
Thank you. And Integrity Houston, actually looks like we have this crew preference event for Victor that's scheduled now. Do you guys still want to do that?
Is it just over one of the Orion Earth loops?
Yeah, we would privatize too.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'll set it up now. Thank you.
Okay, Wilco, and just be advised it could drop out too with the problems we've had, but it looks like it's been pretty solid for a few minutes.
Understand. Thanks for the heads up.
Houston Integrity 01 for accelerometer download.
Go ahead, Reed.
First, on the COT speaker, we all of a sudden are getting that feedback again. Any chance you can fix that? Oh, it just went away.
Okay. Let us know if you hear it again.
Actually, it went away because we just turned the volume down on it. I didn't know that. For the accelerometers for the flywheel, based on the configuration of the cable that was shipped up, I cannot plug the cable into the accelerometer without removing the accelerometers from, at least from the hull of the vehicle. So the serial number 1012 on the hull is going to have to come off every time we download. I've tried repositioning it, and the cable just doesn't permit doing it without removing it.
Okay, Reed, you'll go to remove it and replace it each time you need to do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No way to do it. And then on the app itself,
accelerometer procedure, 28.3.300. Let me know when you got that up, and I'll tell you where I'm having a little bit of difficulty.
Give me a sec. Reed, I have that up, and can you guys confirm you're done with exercise at this point?
We are complete with exercise, and you can go to step 4 of that procedure.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, and step 4.5. It says to select all completed recordings in the event box and then select download. Just want to make sure I am not doing that in the review tab. I'm doing that in the main control tab. If I go to review tab, I don't have anything to download.
Yes, we can confirm it's in the control tab.
So if I'm doing this correct, I do not need to go to the review tab. So step 4.6 is unnecessary, correct?
I read the intent there is that after it's been downloaded, you should see them show up in that review tab, and you can see that it was successful.
Okay, thanks. I think I do remember that in building 9. Okay, great. Thanks, Mark. I'll keep working on this.
You bet. Thank you.
And Mark, for some reason, even though you're done transmitting, there's still a lot of gravelly static coming across the speaker. And it looks like that is coming across on Orion to Earth 2.
Yeah, Reed, we are hearing that too. We think that's just a function of kind of a weak signal with this ground site that we're over right now.
Okay, we're going to turn off Orion Earth 2, and if you get into a good ground site later tonight and you want to turn it back on from the ground, we would appreciate it.
Okay, Reed, we have privatized 2. We're working to get that team's call in, so do we want to just abort that, cancel that?
No, we do not, and we are getting set up to get them on too, so let us know when they're ready.
Okay, Victor, you are ready to go on 2. And for Reed, when you get a chance, if someone could give us the AGA readings, we would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm simulcasting on both OE1 and OE2. We can't talk to both of you at the same time right now. And by Dr. Reed.
Connected to CMN Network.
Integrity of Lily 1, we are complete with the conference 1-2.
Copy, Victor. Thank you.
And Houston, Integrity, low priority. Tried to open Outlook, but it says it's locked. And I was just curious if you guys were still working on it or that was a hang-up.
Yes, we are still working on that. We got interrupted by that LLS.
Okay, let's stay hands off. Let us know when you're done.
Okay, we'll go.
You've been an integrity update on cabin config when convenient.
We are handing over in about 10 seconds to DSN. We'll meet you on the other side.
Copy, thanks.
Okay, Christina, looks like we're back with you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. completed all the way through except step 15, we will do a photo survey of the cabin for that. I guess either the next time we have it scheduled, or if there aren't any instances of it scheduled, we'll just do it during gray space, probably tomorrow.
We are fine with that plan. Good work today.
Great, thank you. One thing I'll add is I'm not sure how much teams on the ground are working on the PCD issue. I think we as a crew will come up with ways that we can work around only having three PCDs for all the various functionality. I will tell you one thing that will probably happen is you'll get more calls from me for stowage item locations, just because sometimes it's easier to ask you than borrow a PCD when everyone's hard at work.
Okay, copy that, and I guess that answers the question of whether that last Hail Mary was successful.
Yes, I never did let you know, probably because it wasn't successful, that we still had no activity on the PCD with that.
Okay, copy all. Thank you.
And Mark, looking around, I think our remaining items for you before we say goodnight are AGA readings. I have them when you're ready, as well as the time that I recorded them. It was right after exercise.
We are ready, and in fact, we have a little short list of odds and ends we wanted to sync up on with you, too. So go ahead with the AGA readings. That was first on our list.
Excellent. Thank you. The time of the reading was flight day one, 7 hours, 40 minutes. CO2, 1.1. O2, 19.7. Temperature, 73.9. Pressure, 14.3.
Okay. Copy all that.
And also, the accelerometer data transfer activity is complete. That's our last item. We're ready for yours.
And that was a single accelerometer, Christina?
Nope. It was the entire activity, so it was two accelerometers. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay. Copy that. Thank you. Okay, on our list of scattered items, we waved off that second AGA deploy earlier today and had a vague promise of we would find a time to do that later today. We're assuming that did not happen as busy as it got, but just wanted to verify.
Mark, I can let you know in a few minutes, but I believe that was heroically done by Ike over midday meal. We'll confirm in a moment.
Okay, thanks for that. Also, we'll plan to do the ARS state change to mode it to sleep tonight from the ground. And then we had a couple of photo-related things. Is there a PCD that these PAO daily photos went on to that we can be looking for?
That's going to be PCD1.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And then, did you guys get to the Nat Geo scene list or shot list today? Actually, I think that's in your pre-sleep timeline, so maybe you haven't got there yet.
You know, Mark, so far the way we've been handling that is we are doing a lot of filming, and I think you're right. During pre-sleep, when we get into the rhythm, we can start marking them off. We'll look into that, but we can let you know if you need to hear those at night.
Okay. Thanks for that, Christina.
Do you have any other items for us? We did think of one more for you.
I have just one more for you on that dual camera bracket install that Victor did. Can we have a go back and just go give that a little shake and tug and just confirm that it does feel like that bracket is well seated still?
Okay, he just confirmed it is well seated and those fasteners are only hand tight. Also, speaking of Ike, he did complete the secondary AGA activity.
All right. Great, thank you. All right, we're ready for your last item.
All right, thank you. We actually ended up with two, turns out. First one is we were told that you all will be turning the temperature a bit warmer for nighttime. Wanted to make sure that's still going to happen. And second, we were wondering for the remaining water offload ops if you will be hard scheduling those tomorrow.
For the temperature, yes, we do intend to make that warmer tonight for you. And we need to follow up to understand whether we're going to be doing any water offloading anymore or not. So we don't have that answer right now. We'll follow up in the morning with that.
That's perfect, and thank you for the temperature. And Mark, with that, your integrity crew for now is ready to sign off.
Sorry, one sec, Christina. We're getting a couple of last second thoughts here, too.
Integrity Huntsville. Just wanted to have one clarification for Ike. Were you able to get those saliva kits set up for tomorrow?
Yes, the dry saliva kit is deployed. It's on the bottom of the DUs in plain sight, and we will have those ready to go for tomorrow.
Copy that. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Integrity Houston, we've got our last two things here. First is, Ike, when you deployed that secondary AGA, did you copy readings down, and if so, do you still have those? And if not, we can just get them tomorrow.
Yeah, I did write the I took the crew note and put the readings in the crew note, and so hoping that that's going to be sufficient for the remainder of the mission and that we're not going to have to verbally confirm every activity every night. I understand these first couple of days it makes sense, but my expectation is you'll see it when you download the crew note for that. If you want it verbal, I'm happy to do that too. If you guys want AGA, it's always verbal, just let us know.
Right.
No, that's good enough, Victor. It takes a while for us to get those crew notes. It's a lot slower than it is on station, so we haven't seen that it's out there yet, but that'll be fine. The last thing was we need to power cycle both ACUs and then do a voice check 10 minutes after that. You guys could put that in work when it's convenient. I'm sorry, my bad. We'll do that from the ground, and then we'll do a voice check 10 minutes after.
I'll be confirming you're going to do that now.
Yes, we'll put that in work now.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston with the voice check on one.
I was.
You were loud and clear as well. One last thought we had. If BCD4 is connected to power, let's leave that disconnected overnight, and maybe it'll drain, and that'll give us something for one more try. With that, though, another great day today. Thank you, guys, and we will sign off for the night.
Thank you and the team, and good night.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
Houston Integrity on one for a quick advisory question.
We're with you on one.
Hey Mark, I know right before TLI we have the cabin leak warning, and I see an advisory now for cabin leak detect off. I'm just wondering if that's some troubleshooting y'all are doing. It's just, I've never seen that advisory before.
Connected to CMN Network.
Checking. I read that cabin leak indication that you got before TLI. We are using a workaround to try to keep that from re-enunciating as we change ARS states. And so we disabled the detection for about 3 minutes while we did the state changes, and it's been re-enabled again. So that's why you haven't seen that before.
A lot of sense, Mark. Glad I asked, and thanks, and have a great night down there. Makes a lot of sense, Mark. Glad I asked, and thanks, and have a great night down there.
Thank you, sir. You too.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity, do you want to memorize response?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity.
Hey Reed, heard your question, but we had to get out of crew sleep configuration. No, you do not need to respond to this, and we will get that inhibited. This is still residual that you were seeing earlier today.
Okay, copy that. We have never seen this before, at least not in earlier today. We didn't see it on board.
Copy, Reed. No, I'm sorry. I was mistaken on that. It's understood, though. No response required. We'll get you an explanation tomorrow when you wake up, and we'll suppress it for now.
Okay, so for the enabled caution, prop plus X manifold, run box fail, action on the crew.
Yes, that's a good read back.
Houston, one additional comment for the enable caution.
Go ahead, Reed.
Hey, Mike, we carried out the first little bit of action for memorized response for that caution, so we did not secure SM prop, but we did set the first step of that, which was to arm the secure command. So we are just standing by. We're not sending the secure prop. Obviously, we stood down on that. But we want to make sure we're synced with you when we back out of that. If you would like us to send the save command, or if you would like to clean that up from Houston.
We're checking. All right, Reed. If you don't mind, we would appreciate you to hit the safe button. We're not sure we can do that here from the ground, so we'll just let y'all do it.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to the nominal config for that two-step command.
All right, Reed, thank you very much. Sorry for the ping. You guys can run off back to bed. Enjoy the rest of your night.
I really appreciate that. And just confirm that we can use toilet.
That is confirmed. Go for toilet.
Houston, since we're awake, we are definitely going back to bed. But you got just any initial thoughts on why that caution is continuously ringing? We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Ray. Let me gather the words for you. I'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Integrity Houston for the prop caution. All right, Reed. So post TLI, this is, we've been watching the tanks, the aux tanks here, and they've been going through their thermal stabilization. So this was an expected response from the burn, although we weren't expecting to be sitting on this margin here, on this, on the caution here for the plus X run box. So that was the piece that caught us. As far as upcoming burns, like for OTC-1, we would be doing a repressurization of the system anyways, and that's part of the plan, and so that would put us back into the middle of the run box for us to be prepared for that if needed.
All right, thanks for chewing on that one, and we'll talk more in the morning for sure.
Sounds great. Y'all enjoy the rest of your night.
Hey, thanks. Glad you guys are there.
Connected to CMN Network.
KBLDF, KBRVP.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KBLDF, KBRVP.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Houston, any corrections on the coast maneuver stuck in April Crossing?
No action for the coast maneuver stuck caution.
Connected to CMN network.
Hey, Elvis, was a result of the maneuver we're doing for the service module survey we're doing right now. Didn't predict that to happen. We apologize. Y'all can head back to bed.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity on one, mostly.
Good morning, Victor. Go ahead.
Must just be our speed. It's read. Based on the active voice, I guess. Hey, just want to make sure you guys didn't juggle the schedule at all. That we are just starting up post-sleep now. We don't need to start working, but we do need to get some sites done.
All right, Reed. Sorry about that, and sounds good.
And whenever you want to do some wake-up music, we can do some post-wake-up music.
Alrighty, who is using hymns over IT? Playing old music.
It's not hands over IP, it is NASA.
Push the pound key.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity Stowage Question.
Good morning, Integrity. We're ready to take your question.
Good afternoon to you, Chris. I think it's afternoon there. We were wondering we could get some help finding the electric shaver.
That's right, Christina. I think we're in afternoon here in Houston time. I'm keeping Orion time myself. And we will get a location for you to look here shortly.
Thank you. Asking for a friend.
Integrity, Houston, with a possible Razor location.
Hi, Chris. We are ready. Go ahead.
Good morning, Christina's friend. You may look for the Razor in Locker D, Bag 6 of a purple label. This is Reed's suitcase. We expect it to be located in the crew hygiene kit.
Okay, we copy that. Thank you, Locker D, Bag 6, and we will find you. Appreciate the help. Houston Integrity, we only have it temporarily. But would you like to come on board for DPC here in a few?
Good morning. Yes, absolutely. We would love that. Integrity crew, we are now on board. Great to see you guys.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Copy those thumbs. Great to see you guys. Good morning. Integrity, small request, if you could tilt the camera down slightly towards the lockers. We have a great view of Christina and some of the boxes up above. Thanks.
No problem, Chris. I did not mount it. I just kind of friction fit it, and I'll get a better spot for it later today. We'll get a more permanent mount going.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks.
Houston Integrity, we're ready for morning DPC.
Good morning, Integrity. We are so happy to be on board with you today. You guys look great. That cabin config looks amazing. We would love to be on board as much as possible today. We'll stop streaming for the family conferences, but would request to come back on board afterwards to share your mission with the world. I have quite a number of topics for you today. I'll start with trajectory. We are actually going to continue evaluating the need for OTC-1 based on the small magnitude of the burn. We'll have an update for you later. A couple of vehicle statuses. In order to address last night with the small increase in aux tank pressure accompanied by a small decrease in the aux helium tank pressure, we did some troubleshooting. We closed the valve aux helium isol 1. You can see this on the top left of your prop ohms plus X page. We're continuing to look at that. Don't have a full story for you yet.
Okay, I'm not at the displays right now, but I will take a look at that soon.
Great. And then just a reminder for the memorized response for the manifold run box, plus X manifold run box fail message we saw last night. Memorized response would be DAP free first and secure SM prop.
Yeah, 100%. And I elected not to take that action last night because it was coming in and out of alarm. But if you tell us you want us to take action immediately, let us know.
Happy read, will do. All right, continuing on. We're planning to manage our wastewater tank to a lower quantity, so we'll expect some real-time coordination. Basically, we'll be adding some wastewater dumps that are not captured on the timeline. So we'll let you know when those are going to occur. And then regarding those wastewater dumps, when we perform those or have performed those in the past, do you guys hear any sounds in the cabin? We want to know if we need to deconflict those activities from other activities on your timeline.
No sound, but it is certainly visible.
Copy that. Thanks. All right, regarding the PWD delayed flow termination, we wanted to let you know that this is actually behavior we have seen on the ground, but we'll still take any data that you gather from the flight. And there are some prompts in the mission summary for that. We'll refer to that at the end of this update.
Okay, sounds good. We did figure it was just inherent in the design of the system and the tubing, and it is an efficiency hit and a bit of a cleanliness hit for us, but primarily an efficiency hit.
Copy. Good report. All right, moving on to PCDs. This is just a reminder that PCD 3 will need to be hardlined for the family conference. And then sometime today, at your convenience, we need to power cycle each PCD in turn to clear out any hard drive errors.
Copy that. We'll get on that after UPC.
Great. And then finally, some feedback on science collection. This is the first time you perform saliva collections. Any feedback or concerns you want to pass along?
None that we can't do in debriefing for the mission. It was fine.
Okay, copy all. Now we are ready to take any answers you have from the mission summary and answer your questions.
Okay, from the mission summary, question number one, we are good with PCD-3 for now. Question number two, we are good with cabin temperature overnight. We might make an adjustment in a day or two, but for now we really appreciate all that help. It's going well. For question number three, I think we just covered that. It is primary and secondary. For question number four, we put a lot of thought into that, and we definitely agreed that your method was the best. Ike did a good job putting some towels around the dispenser, and overall, he and Christina had a very good cadence going of doing the fill. So that was about the ideal way to do it. It was not very messy once I got it going. And then for question number five, we would like to just have Christina call you later when she's got some gray space.
All right, copy all. Good plan.
And one go back on number three for the PWD. I think we're all synced up, but that has been since day one. That didn't just start happening. It's just due to the design of the tubing.
Yep, copy that clarification.
All right, it was really great to wake up this morning and look out the window and see the full moon off the front of the vehicle. There's no doubt where we are heading right now. And really appreciate all the work down there. It was also really awesome. Thank all the FIDOs. I can't believe that that actually all worked. And when I saw that OTC-1 was a 0.8 meter per second burn this morning on targeting, I thought we might skip it, and that is pretty impressive. All right, signing off.
Thanks, and copy all integrity. Integrity, we copy that successful wastewater dump. Integrity, we are all configured for the family conference. You are go to deroute the live stream video, and we'll see you after the conference.
Houston, Integrity, question on grab sample container.
Christina, ready for your question.
Thank you.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Specific serial number or just either?
Either is fine. Thanks for checking.
Happy, thank you. Houston Integrity, we had a great PFC on board, and we are ready for the burn conference.
Copy Integrity, great timing. We just finished our discussion about OTC-1. And with such a low magnitude OTC-1 and with a low magnitude OTC-2 with a no perform of OTC-1, we are not going to perform OTC-1. Ground is going to proceed through the OPNAV calibration, and then ground will cancel the burn at MET 1 day 21 hours, 50 minutes after the OpNav pass. How copy?
We copy snow day and understand the time is about an hour and 10 minutes from now when you're going to cancel. That was like something like 21:50.
That's it, firm.
Great. Would you like us to follow along or do any steps before then?
No crew action or monitoring required today.
Okay, we will take the time to get this cabin looking good, and I think you can come back on board in the HHP camera.
Sounds great, and Christina, thank you. We'll take you up on it, and we'll be coming on board.
This is an integrity timeline.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Reed is complete with his EMR mask deploy for the spare mask, and we have a question about the PCD or when convenient. I'd also be ready to do the trash mini conference when convenient. And before we act on either of those, Reed has something for you regarding his PWD activity.
Copy all, we're ready.
For the PWD video, do you want that on an iPhone, on an HHP camera, or just whatever? Are you going to download that later? You're not looking to download it today.
Reed, we are not planning to download that video during the mission, so dealer's choice.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Integrity, Houston, just let us know, Christina, when you are ready for PCD4 talk and the mini trash conference. We'll just be here standing by.
And I'm ready, Chris. Go ahead.
Hi, Christina. This might be it.
And Houston Integrity, let me know if you'd like me to go ahead and start with what I've got based on the question from the flight message, the flight day message. I can just get started, and then we can generate some back and forth after that.
Yeah, Christina, we will take what you got first.
All right, thanks. Well, first of all, as you might imagine, there's kind of an inrush of trash when we first get up here as we're deploying everything. So we did generate quite a bit of trash in the first 30 hours of the flight. We've been managing that by kind of finding hidey holes for it and putting some of it back into empty locations. The majority of it is in official Orion trash bags. However, some of the packing material was just packed back into some of the Ziplocs that were part of the unpackaging process. So one question we have is, our understanding is that we were basically free to put trash into open locations in CTBs as it was generated, and that the hope or priority would be locations in the D and E lockers. We haven't really opened up much space in CTBs there, like there aren't any fully empty CTBs to start packing with trash. So our ask is, do you have a recommendation for where we should start prioritizing putting the Orion trash bags as we generate them, and potentially a request to consolidate some stowage so that we can designate a CTB that's all for trash.
All right, Christina, we were just talking a little bit here. We do have a location, a desired location for this trash, and recognize that I'm directing you towards a place we said we haven't deployed much already, but we have some items for you to take out. The location will be Locker D, Bag 1, Yellow Label. We'll pull out a couple of items. I'll get those to you shortly. But that should alleviate enough space to put about 3 trash bags in that location.
That sounds great. And that will cover the loose trash that we have right now on board. We have about 4 bags altogether, and we've found the home for one of them.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I have a couple comments about the uphill garment trash that we have when you're ready.
Christina, sounds good. We'll take that uphill garment trash info, and also we'll be looking for the location of that 4th trash bag, just so we know where to reach things.
Okay, perfect. The uphill garments or the comfort garments we put into the Flight Day 1 clothing bags, so we basically just swapped the locations as we changed into our Flight Day 1 clothing. And we re-stowed it into the locker that they came out of. Additionally, into that locker, we have our mag trash. It is currently double Ziploc bagged, but it is not in an Orion trash bag. And we prefer to keep it that way because we have all 4 single Ziploc bags with their odor absorption sheets in one big Ziploc, so the 4 of them together would not fit in an Orion trash bag.
Christina, we copy that location and that request. We're going to assess and let you know if anything needs to change.
Awesome, thanks. I don't know off the top of my head the location of the 4th trash bag, but as I'm putting away the others, I'll come across it and I'll update you with that.
Copy, sounds good.
Another question when you're ready.
Hello?
For all of the packing material, this would include clamshells, bubble wrap, Ziplocs, and regular Ziplocs. We basically feel like our training was that we didn't necessarily need to keep the regular Ziplocs, but that it would be good to keep clamshells or any designated unique Ziplocs that are padded for restow. So, wanted to double check this understanding and get any guidance if we should do it differently, but again, what we're doing is keeping clamshells, keeping any unique bubble wrap Ziplocs, we're keeping them where we hold the item from,
the aboard,
and we're
attaching
the single Ziploc for cables or nested Ziplocs,
We are expecting our news conference to begin momentarily. Christina, we copy all. That's a great config, great understanding. We're very happy with that down here.
Great, thank you. I think that's all I needed to cover, but glad to take any more questions you have.
Christina, the only other things I'd like to pass up to you, if now is a good time, would be the items you need to remove from bag 1 in order to make room for that trash. I'm just going to grab a couple of more locations, and I'll be back with you. Copy thumbs.
Great, I'll be ready. And Chris, I have 2 more items for you. 1 timeline, Ike Report C is complete with the docking cam bracket removal. And 2nd is a PCD question that I had on tap when convenient.
Copy the timeline update, and we will take the PCD question now.
First off, I wanted to say thank you for preemptively loading my email onto PCD3. It was wonderful to check that this morning. And idea came up in the cabin that perhaps to encourage my PCD to lose all of its battery for a Hail Mary full restart, would we be able to make that happen faster by charging something off of the USB port? The PCD is completely cold and dark, so I'm thinking that it's not actually discharging.
Checking.
Thank you, and I can take that answer later. When you are talking, if you think it's worth trying, then we would be wondering what a good candidate thing to charge off of it would be.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Christina, thank you for that. We're going to think about that suggestion and evaluate it before we give you the go to do so. I do have some additional troubleshooting steps you might try. So in its state now, discharged, completely dark, from that state we'd like you to try the same last troubleshooting steps we read up, holding down the power and the volume up button for 20 seconds and seeing if you can get to that BIOS page.
All right, I will give it a go. I think the concern I had was it's not discharged. There hasn't been any draw from its power. So that's a great call. We'll definitely try it again, and I will let you know.
Copy.
So we are about to stop HHP.
Copy. Thanks, Christina.
Houston Integrity Stowage Question.
Go ahead, Christina.
Yes, ma'am. For some of our cleanup we're going to do on our snow day, we were wondering if you could help us locate the pantry of Velcro cable ties. These are the ones that are kind of thin and long and black and Velcro on either side and you wrap cables with them.
Copy, Christina. Yes, those wonderful Velcro cable ties. We will get a location up to you as soon as possible. Integrity Houston with some stowage location information and also a note for crew exercise.
Go ahead.
First off, for specifically for Reed and a little bit of an impact for Victor, we've asked Reed to not start exercise until after 2200 MET. This will allow us to complete our OpNav maneuvering and reposition the saws after that. The impact will also be to slide Victor's exercise to the right, but we now have some gray space for that to move into. I'll copy.
We copy.
All right, Christina, for you, your question about Velcro and straps, their location will be in bag 16, yellow label, inside two Ziplocs, and the inner Ziploc bag will say Velcro and straps. Velcro and wrap.
Happy, thank you.
All right, and finally...
The magic word was wrap. Thank you.
No problem. Finally, to make room in Bravo 1 for the trash bags, we'll have you remove Wiseman's Bob 3. From Bravo 1, and that can be cabin deployed. We'll need to pull out some Nat Geo hardware and possibly some bags from Bag 1 to make room, and they can just go into the Bravo 1 location. Both you and Jeremy have a Bob in Bag 1, and that can either go into F-Walker, Foxtrot, or be cabin deployed. And then once Bag 1 is full of trash, it is good for return.
Okay. You mentioned restowing in Foxtrot Locker. There are several of those. Are you just saying anywhere we find room?
Good words. Anywhere you find room.
Happy. And are you keeping the packing plan updated and uplinking new ones? If so, we can be very diligent about letting you know where all these things go.
Copy, Christina, and yes, we update it every night, so the more you tell us, the more accurate we can make that. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thanks. We'll go.
This is Artemis Mission Control, 1 day, 21 hours, 13 minutes, mission elapsed time into the Artemis 2 mission, the first flight of humans aboard Orion.
continuing to get communications from the crew while on this channel. And if you switch to our other channel on NASA YouTube, you can find today's press conference with NASA and Mission Management. Here on the ground, the teams are working with the crew's timeline. They are also entering the optical navigation processes and therefore shifting the crew's exercise a little bit today. Crew reported they were fine with that, especially because we have canceled the OTC-1 burn today. That's the outbound trajectory correction 1 burn. This was going to be an 8-second burn, very small. And it was determined it really isn't needed because the translunar injection burn was so accurate yesterday that we do not need an outbound trajectory correction.
You're connected to CMN Network.
It's an integrity for stowage when convenient.
Go ahead, integrity.
Okay, bag one in the D locker has been emptied and repurposed for trash. There are two trash bags in there as of now. I'll let you know as we add them. Two things were moved out of there to make room. One was Wiseman's Day 3 of 3 Bob. That was put along with all of the Day 3 of 3 Bobs behind the standby. Correction, it is Bob 3 of 3 and the days are 7 to 10, so I was just calling the wrong thing there. But all four of the 3 of 3 Bobs are behind the seats under the Eclipse wall. I'm going to pause for any clarifications before I continue.
Thanks, Christina. We copy that report. No questions so far.
Okay. The other item removed from bag 1 was two Ziplocs of Nat Geo equipment. One Ziploc had the Nat Geo Hero 11 and the Nat Geo GoPro handle. The other Ziploc had several things, 3D mic, 3D mic cable, Nat Geo used SD card bag, Nat Geo recorder SD card bag, Nat Geo camera SD card bag, and Nat Geo arm. Those two Ziplocs were moved to Flight Day 1 clothing CTB, the small CTB. Stand by. In locker F Foxtrot 2, in the small CTB, which is Flight Day 1 clothing peltors and a purple label.
Thanks, Christina. We copy all.
Thank you.
KDA4NUKELS.
Okay, I have a couple more items when you're ready.
We're ready.
The two JSBs that contain the contingency urine stowage bags are stowed under the Equus net behind seat 4. One of those bags that was repurposed for water stowage is currently floating above the E locker, E as an Echo locker, under seat 1.
We copy all.
This is Artemis Mission Control, MET, mission elapsed time 1 day, 21 hours, and 40 minutes into the flight of Artemis 2, the first flight of humans aboard the Orion spacecraft. On our main YouTube channel, on NASA's YouTube, we do have our live press conference where mission leadership is addressing the media and answering questions about the status of the mission. Here, we're still continuing to provide any crew communications that we're getting, as well as, obviously, our live commentary throughout the mission. We do expect the press conference to last another approximately 15 minutes.
Houston Integrity for Stowage.
Go ahead, Integrity.
We're going to stow the second Nat Geo GoPro Max camera in F4 video network bag, if you can track that for us.
We've got it. Thanks.
Kilo Delta 8, Uniform Lima Bravo, monitoring. Station out there transmitting the Artemis audio. Go ahead and throw your call sign out. This is KDA ULB. Station out there transmitting the Artemis audio. Go ahead and throw your call sign, please.
So this is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. That is being transmitted by the Central Michigan Emergency Network. That is on the CMN network.
Copy that. Thank you.
Connected to CMN Network.
Integrity, Houston, with a status and a timeline, Delta.
Go ahead, Chris.
We wanted to let you know that we are stepping into our burn cancellation procedure here from the ground. We have attempted to suppress any expected caution and warnings associated with that. Just want to give you a heads up. And then we'll let you know when we have a new active burn plan. The other piece is we'd like you to give us a call prior to the CTR demo. Consider that a hard scheduled activity for now so that we can position the SAS. I'll copy.
Copy all. Let me know when you're ready for me to start exercise.
All right, Reed, I will let you know. Integrity with a mag storage follow-up for Christina.
Go ahead.
Christina, in your last report, we copied two levels of containment for those mags, and we need three. So our suggestion was to put in a trash bag, if able, or another Ziploc, unless you can correct me and say we've got three levels of containment.
We'll go. Thank you.
Thank you much. And Integrity, Reed is go for exercise. We are configured.
Chris, I copy on exercise. I'll be starting in about 5 minutes.
Copy. Sounds good. Integrity, regarding the enabled caution, org guide unconverged, unexpected from us down here, probably related to our recent burn plan uplinking, no crew action. And as we're performing an attitude maneuver, we're going to need Reed to stand down from his exercise until we get the SAWS repositioned.
We copy, standing down from exercise, and copy your words about the caution as well.
Integrity, We are now go for exercise. For your information, both the attitude maneuver and that enabled caution were kicked off because we didn't configure recycling software during that burn cancellation, but we will get it right for future burn cancellations. In a good attitude now, and SAWs are safe.
All right, we appreciate that honesty, Chris, and give me about 2 or 3 minutes and we'll be going for exercise.
Are you copy? And integrity, one small reminder, we would let pre-exercise AGA readings when able. Thank you.
Okay, Chris, we already turned it on more than 5 minutes ago. CO2 is 1.5, O2 is 20.0, pressure is 73.2, and our pressure is 14.3.
Thank you, Jeremy. We like those numbers.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is integrity for ECG.
Go ahead, integrity.
Hey, Chris. When I'm attempting to get a good electrode connection to the ECG, it never indicates a good connection. Verify that I'm doing the holding per step 2.1 in the procedure, and I have a good connection. I just never get past the screen that says touch the electrodes to start recording. I've tried it multiple times. One idea I have is that maybe it has to do the low state of charge of the phone. It is only at 14%, so perhaps it's gone into a power savings mode that's preventing some of the Bluetooth connection features. Other than that, I don't have anything I can offer, but over to you for any ideas.
Hey, Christina. Thanks for that. Good reporting. One thing you might try is plugging in the medical tablet to increase its charge and see if you see green dots on the display.
Okay, and to clarify, do you mean plug it into charging off of our USB charger or plugging it into the PCB?
It'll be plugging into the USB charger.
That can work.
NHWCV, good afternoon to you. Well, good to talk to both my kids today. A chance to talk to you for a few minutes. How's things going? And I guess the question of the day is, are you doing the marathon shift tonight?
Doing all right, a little bit, but we'll get through it. Yeah, I'm doing the reverse, so we'll see how the reverse 24 goes.
Ouch, oh boy. Well, at least I guess you'll be done. That's a hard way of doing it there. I know you can hang in there with the days tonight, but man, the nights today is. I'm sure you'll do okay with it. Lots of coffee there.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I'm open today. Goes well. Last night went pretty well. We didn't have a lot going on. I miss nights in a way because there's a lot of in progress stuff and a lot of the actual legit calls. but that's okay. I like my sleep too.
Yeah, there's kind of a trade-off in that regard. Yeah, definitely the in-progress type of calls. Like you say, you don't have all the day shift stuff, people, the brass in and out, and a lot of the, you know, business calls and that type of thing. It's more in-progress type of thing. And like you say, too, it kind of, as the night goes on, kind of wanes a little bit. So there's the flip side. Like you say, it's good to... Good to be able to sleep a normal night.
Yeah, for sure. I like being home with my family at night, and it's one of those things that it's just, it's harder to leave in the afternoon, evening, when you're busy and doing stuff, and it's kind of hard to, you know, it's hard to see, to miss them a little bit more. I don't think I don't miss them as much as I do on a day shift, but it's easier because everybody's usually sleeping when I'm leaving in the morning.
Yeah, you know, it seems like a more normal thing. You know, you get up in the morning, you know, everybody's got, you know, you got school, you know, everybody's waking up or, you know, getting ready to wake up and go off, and it's kind of the normal thing. You come home at the end of the day, everybody's come home, and that, you know, it's a lot different, like you say, going off and telling everybody, you're used to, you know, tucking the kids in at night, and those kinds of things. So, yeah, I get you on that. It was a different feeling. It was a weird feeling doing that. I totally agree with you there.
Go ahead, Reed.
Hey, Chris, it's Victor. I'm getting started late, but I would like to, if it's okay with y'all, to exercise right until midday meal.
Station calling, identify. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo.
My apologies, Victor. We're checking.
Guys, I think that's the NASA feeding. I can disconnect, Dave, if you like, N-A-W-R-O.
No, Tim, it's fine. We can jump over to the statewide one. N-A-W-C, do you want to hop over there?
Roger that. Thanks for the clarification. Sorry about that. I didn't realize that was still hooked up in that mode. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. NAWCD, we'll be switching over to statewide one.
No problem.
Copy that. NAWRO, clear.
Houston Integrity on one for HHP.
We're with you.
Hey Chris, Victor's about to start exercise, but he's encouraging video downlink, so if you want to come on the HHP, I'll start the stream.
Thanks, Reed. We would absolutely love that, and thanks, Victor, for his willingness to let that happen. Reed, I do have an additional comment for you and the rest of the crew about a possible opportunistic photography and science opportunity over your midday meal. There's a period where we're going to have Earth viewing followed by Moon viewing. You can reference the Orion Attitude Band and Optimus kind of right in the center of your midday meal. And if you'd like to do any photography, we're recommending deploying and using the camera shroud over window 2 to reduce glare.
We love those little opportunities. Thanks for sharing them. Keep them coming.
Houston Integrity for ECG.
Go ahead, Christina. How's the troubleshooting going?
Hey, Chris. We are connected and charging on the little tablet. However, no joy getting a signal on myself nor Jeremy. two things I can think of to try. One would be to let it continue to charge. It did just reach 20%. I checked, and it does not seem to be in any battery saver mode. In fact, it says battery saver unavailable. I also checked the Bluetooth devices. The ECG is showing up as a device. However, it is giving me the option to connect in the Bluetooth area, and nothing happens when I do it. It does seem to be finding the device when I'm in the app. So the other thought I could try would be to forget and reconnect the device.
Christina, that is an excellent idea. Good troubleshooting so far. Yes, we definitely want you to try the forget the device and then try and reconnect. And then another piece of data that might be useful for us is whether you see a battery symbol at the top of the medical tablet right-hand corner.
You mean within the app or just in the screens of the tablet?
Good clarification, within the app.
Hey, within the app, when the screen instructed to touch the electrodes to start is up, I do have a battery icon in the upper right. However, it is gray with a question mark inside.
Okay, Christina, thanks. Yeah, that just gives us that confirmation that it's not connected to the ECG. Let's go ahead and continue with that Bluetooth troubleshooting step, forgetting and reconnecting.
Houston Integrity for ECG. No joy seeing the device in the list of available devices when I attempt to repair it after doing the Bluetooth forget.
Okay, Christina, unfortunately, we are out of ideas at the moment. We're going to do some more thinking. We really appreciate all of your troubleshooting steps and actions you've taken. Great data for us. But we'll move on from this activity for the day. Thank you.
Happy all. I will keep the medical tablet charging and restore everything. Thanks for the help.
Happy all.
Connected to CMN Network.
Integrity exercise complete. Thank you.
Thanks, Integrity. We copy.
Houston Integrity, AGA readings, when ready.
All right, we'll take them.
Temperature 75.7. Cap pressure 14.2 PM.
Copy all, and we believe we copied CO2 1.0. Do you want to confirm?
1.0, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And a question, do you guys always want these called down, or is a crew note enough?
And our preference is call down. Just helps us keep in sync with you guys real time.
Copy.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston, just checking in to see if now would be a good time to perform a wastewater dump.
Houston Integrity, we need a few minutes. We'll call you when it's a good time.
Copy, sounds good. We'll wait for your call.
you are go for Blizzard.
Copy, go for Blizzard. Christina, while I've got you and the crew, I have some information regarding a replan for the afternoon. Shouldn't require too much back and forth, but let me know. This is, we don't have any other vehicle statuses from what we've already told you. Unless you guys have questions for us, we were going to go ahead and cancel the flight director crew conference. That's in 10 minutes. We also are going to do a little bit of a replan with you guys managing the afternoon post-midday meal, basically after the PAO event. I'd like to give you a bit more time for exercise and sliding back that S-band SAPMO DFTO a little bit. And then exercise after that. This means that you'll have to manage some of that pre-lunar flyby cabin config and other activities just amongst yourselves. But this should allow us to get in all exercise and have enough time post-PAO event for that SM SAT mode DFTO. DSN, EMERCOM, DFTO needs to stay where it is because there's some vehicle maneuvers that have to happen with that.
Hey, Chris, let me just make sure. Are you saying we can defer the S-band SAT mode DFTO, but do the DSN EMERCOM on time? And Chris, if it helps you, Victor and I have both exercised, so he is more than happy to do the S-band SAT mode DFTO on time.
Thanks, Reed. Just talking down here with the team to make sure I got the right words to give you. We'd like that S-band SAT mode DFTO to slide 30 minutes to the right for some ground config, but then the EMERCOM DFTO will stay where it is.
Okay, that sounds good. Ike will be ready 38 for S-band SAT mode, but if you could also please give us a heads up when your commanding is done and you're ready for that activity, that would help us out.
Absolutely. Wilco. The other thing we want to remind you is that in your midday meal, we have about a 1 hour forward DSN LOS. But for most of that, we've got return. Kind of in the middle of your midday meal period, you'll notice there's, like I mentioned, this good Earth and Moon viewing positions. Also, roughly when you're going to pass close to the halfway point between the Earth and the Moon, and you can reference your altitude on the PSD for that midway point.
Yeah, crazy that we're seeing 105,205 miles, and it's still going up pretty quick. Thanks for all that, Chris.
Great. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy your lunch. Integrity Houston, sorry to interrupt your lunch. We have a standing request prior to CPR demo during the forward LOS. Let me know when you're ready.
Connected to CMN Network.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Because you'll be starting the CPR demo activity while we're in that LOS, we would like you to first confirm we are in coast to default 4100, and then please put all four FOBs into Safe Harbor A, then start the CPR demo. I'll copy.
Chris, before starting CPR demo, we will verify coast to default 4100, and we will command all four SOVs to Safe Harbor A.
Good readback. Thanks so much. Integrity courtesy call, not knowing your preference. We did have a video of Victor, which we have stopped going out on our PAO stream.
understand if you want to restrict, no problem either way.
Copy all. I will update our now growing crew preferences. Sheik, thank you. Integrity, toilet will be available throughout the LOS.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, touching the repeater.
You're connected to CMN Network.
It's working. Hey, D8OOE.
Said Integrity on the blind, we are in 4100 Coast Default. Four arrays are safe, beginning the CPR demo now.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, can you confirm you all are ready for Jeremy to start his exercise block?
Hey, great question. Thank you for checking. We still have a couple of things to configure before we're ready for.
And you just heard some communication there from NASA astronaut Reid Wiseman, who is the commander of the Orion spacecraft, down to the team here in Mission Control Houston. They have been discussing some upcoming exercise activities. So on the timeline, CSA, or Canadian Space Agency, astronaut Jeremy Hansen is scheduled to complete his daily exercise. And then Christina will complete her exercise as well. Crew uses a device known as the flywheel on board the Orion spacecraft to complete that exercise every day. While Christina and Jeremy complete their exercise, NASA astronaut Victor Glover is also scheduled to complete a sat band or a search, acquire, and track DFTO or developmental flight test objective. And then a little bit later in the day, NASA astronaut Reid Wiseman and NASA astronaut Victor Glover will also complete some checkouts of medical devices. And then all four crew members will work to complete some pre-lunar flyby cabin configurations as they continue on into their day. And currently on your screen, you are seeing a look at the Artemis Real-Time Orbit website, or AROW, A-R-O-W. This website is available to the public at all times at nasa.gov/trackArtemis. And we provide this view when we don't have live views from the Orion spacecraft itself. But using this view, you can see the real-time data and telemetry coming from the spacecraft.
Integrity Houston for timeline big picture this afternoon. We are wrapping our arms around some of the different DFTOs, the maneuvers that they require, the solar array configs that they require, and the fact that we've shifted the S-band DFTO a little bit relative to the planned exercise. So bottom line, we are not going to go for any exercise prior to the S-band sat mode DFTO. And during that DFTO itself, we go to VLDR, so we do not want the streaming set up from Orion Integrity integrity because we don't have a band for it. After a band sat mode DFTO, there will be a bit of a window to get exercise in. And then once we head into the EMERCOM DFTO and D5 camera imaging maneuvers, we will need to stand down from exercise again. How copy?
Copy all.
All right, and we still expect to pick up with set mode in 10 minutes.
Okay, we copy. Stand by for planning mode DFTO in 10 minutes.
WHJJ test.
Integrity Houston for Victor and the sat mode DFTO.
I'm with you, Jackie.
Hey, we are ready for you to get going in that procedure. One answer for you in step 5.2. Instruction 68, the answer will be yes, you would like to do that type of maneuver.
Yeah, Jackie, I'm sorry, we're sharing PCDs up here, and so I currently don't have one. I'm operating off of DU3 only, but we have one in a pencil out now. Can you just repeat that whole transmission?
Yep, and I think this is one we should have come so we could also remind you right beforehand. But in instruction 68, the question is, will maneuver be a rotation around the biased tail to sun vector? And the answer is yes.
Okay, we got you. Thank you. Any other data I need before this procedure?
Yep, that's it, and we're ready for you to begin.
Copy, confirm you have step 1.
Tinker, step 1 is complete, and we're ready for you in 2.
This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. You have been hearing some communications between NASA astronaut Victor Glover, who is serving as the pilot on board the Orion spacecraft, and the CAPCOM or capsule communicator here in Mission Control, who is currently Jackie Mahaffey, which you can see there in the center of your screen. Victor is currently working through a sat mode DFTO, or a search, acquire, and tracking mode developmental flight test objective. During this DFTO, Victor is working to reconfigure the S-band communication system on board the Orion spacecraft. The Orion S-band communication system provides functionality of 4 radios in 1 and allows communication with multiple space vehicles as well as NASA's Near Space Network, NASA's TDRS system, and the NASA's Deep Space Network. Currently, the Orion spacecraft is working off of the Deep Space Network.
Houston Integrity commanding S-band to SAT encrypted pointing mode.
Houston copies, we're ready.
Why?
Houston Integrity and instruction 46, ping, good. Processor frame is locked. It was 2 minutes 45 seconds. Checking with you to proceed to step 4.
Ethan, we have you loud and clear. We're ready for step 4. And Victor, could you read the instruction number of your step 4, please?
Step 4, titled Test 1, testing
recovery capability is instruction 43.
Okay, thanks. That is what we had. I think I misheard an earlier instruction call from you. Thanks.
That may have been just me telling you I was on the instruction that said to check with MCC, and that was a couple of instructions back. Houston Integrity, ready for receive link loss of signal.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity, we copy from the ground. We will implement the loss of signal. You can expect a 5 to 10 minute LOS, and expect you may see your antennas cycling through looking for the signal.
Copy all, and we're watching.
This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. On board the Orion spacecraft named Integrity, NASA astronaut Victor Glover continues to work through the SAT mode DFTO, or the Search, Acquire, and Tracking Developmental Flight Test Objective. And he has been coordinating the steps and procedures between the team here in Mission Control Houston, namely the CAPCOM, or Capsule Communicator, who is currently Jackie Mahaffey. Of course, there's many other console positions here in Mission Control, but they all flow their information through the CAPCOM, and they serve as the single voice link. So for this particular developmental flight test objective, one of the main console positions working all of the objectives is the INCO position, and that stands for Instrumentation and Communication Officer, and they are responsible for managing the communication systems of the Orion vehicle, including the phased array antennas, baseband, signal processors, and audio systems. Working alongside the INCO console position for this developmental flight test objective is the GC, or Ground Control Officer. And that position manages the team that maintains and operates ground and network facilities, including voice systems, building systems, redundant power systems, and more. And there you're currently seeing a live look inside the Artemis Flight Control Room here in Mission Control Houston, and it's actually just down the hall in the same building as the International Space Station Flight Control Room, which is continuing to monitor the operation of the International Space Station and that crew. So currently there are two different NASA crews flying in space. Of course, the Orion spacecraft and its crew, comprised of NASA astronauts Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, and Christina Cook, and CSA, or Canadian Space Agency, astronaut Jeremy Hansen, on board the Orion spacecraft on its way to the moon. Yesterday, they completed the translunar injection burn, or TLI burn, which set it on its path towards the moon and back on a free return trajectory. And they are currently about 130,000 miles away from the Earth and about 140,000 miles away from the moon, so they're about halfway.
Houston Integrity, I am holding in instruction 59, checking with you to proceed to step 5. We are good and locked at about 2 minutes 30 seconds.
Victor, we have you loud and clear as well, and we are ready for you to proceed to step 5.
Copy, picking up step 5, instruction 62, test 2, testing that mode, tracking through maneuver. To go to step 5.95.
Victor, we had you loud and a little choppy, but copied. You're ready to proceed to step 5.5, and we are ready.
Houston Integrity comms check.
Integrity Houston, we have you a little quiet, but clear.
Awesome. And that one, it was only, it went back to lock and pink good in 2 seconds. It was definitely not minutes.
Houston copies.
And he's been integrity instruction 136, desire to exit that mode early. How would you like me to answer that question?
Yep, we would like you to answer yes. We'll go ahead and try to buy back a little bit of time by not waiting for those bailouts.
You broke up right when you gave me the important data, yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Copy, exiting that mode early. Houston Integrity commanding SE pointing.
Houston copies, you're commanding SGNC pointing.
Houston Integrity, SAT pointing mode DFTO is complete.
Houston copies. We have a little cleanup from the ground, but that was an excellent test of that system. Things went very well. And we will work to get things in a config that supports exercise and let you know when that's the case.
This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. We just heard some communications between NASA astronaut Victor Glover on board the Orion spacecraft and the CAPCOM or capsule communicator here in Mission Control, Jackie Mahaffey, as Victor was completing a developmental flight test objective for the SAT or search, acquire, and tracking pointing mode. And during this objective, Victor...
Go ahead.
Hey, Jackie, while Ike was busy doing that DFTO, he inadvertently put the moon directly in the center of the docking hatch, and we took some long lens photos, and we can see all of Oriental and maybe even a bit of the annular ring. So we know we aren't in Earth orbit, low Earth orbit anymore.
Some faces just lit up at the science console, and we appreciate the call and look forward to the photos.
And Houston Integrity just finalized in the DFTO something that was not cleaned up in the procedure. Maybe it's a part of your ground cleanup, but we put seats 1 through 4 in listen on OE2. Just wondered if you're going to clean that up or if I should command them back to the way the procedure started.
Do we think seats 1 through 4 were in listen on OE2 to start with? Was that what you were asking about?
Affirm, yeah. The procedure commanded them to listen. I actually don't remember what they started, and I thought I saw them in something other than listen. I thought they were in off, but I'm not sure. If you're happy with them in the way they're configured now, I will leave it alone.
Happy with the current config. Thanks for checking.
Again, this is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. NASA astronaut Victor Glover just completed the SAT mode or search, acquire, and tracking pointing mode developmental flight test objective and was cleaning up some of the tasks associated with that activity. During that, we also heard a call down from NASA astronaut Reid Wiseman, who is the commander of the Orion spacecraft for the Artemis II mission. He noted that they were getting a good view of the moon, and he was able to capture some still imagery of that. So hopefully in the next day or so, we'll be able to see some of that imagery and share it with the world. The team here in Mission Control is also working to reconfigure some of the spacecraft so that CSA, or Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen, can complete his scheduled daily exercise using the flywheel device.
Integrity Houston for Christina and acoustic monitor.
Go ahead. And also, before we start into that, can you verify toilets go?
Checking. Christina, toilet is go. We are okay giving you a blanket go for the toilet at this point. We will call you if we need you to have a period of stand down.
Okay, thank you. We copy that. And so does that mean we can disregard any no-use bands that are on Optimus? And I actually haven't checked Optimus, but we are going to completely go on the operating principle of we are good unless you have told us not.
Christina, affirm you can ignore the toilet unavailable for wastewater dumps in the crew band, and we'll try to have a little better story for you tomorrow morning on the rationale and what the plan will be going forward. For acoustic monitor, we were checking on if the battery change helped, and if not, we had a couple other ideas.
Connected to CMN Network.
I was just waiting on that DFTO to be over to give you a call about it. Changed out the batteries, had the same issue, but kind of persisted, and what was happening was it was just turning off randomly at different times, but usually very early on in the record process, and never actually was successful recording. I continued to try, did a couple hard restarts, taking out batteries, putting them back, and eventually was able to get all five sample locations recorded. I did do them individually just to make sure that I got the five recordings and didn't lose them all if it shut down in the middle of one. Will that be okay?
Christina, that sounds great. Thank you for wrangling the batteries. And a little bit of intel we had was that sometimes those batteries do have difficulty seating. So maybe one of the swap outs helped a little. But if in future activities it continues to be a struggle, there is an option to power via the PCD. So just let us know.
I had noticed that connector, and I was going to ask about that as well. At the time I put it away, it was acting pretty good. So maybe that battery reseat was the magic answer. Thanks for the insight, and I think we can call this one good.
Sounds good. Christina, one more follow-up on the acoustic monitor. When you recorded the toilet, did you do it by opening the lid or pulling the funnel off?
Funnel.
Houston copies.
This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. We just heard some communication there between NASA astronaut Christina Cook, who is one of the mission specialists aboard the Orion spacecraft, and the CAPCOM or capsule communicator, which you can see there on the center of your screen, Jackie Mahaffey. Christina is currently working through another developmental flight test objective related to the toilet acoustics. So as part of this objective, they're collecting some acoustic or sound data related to the toilet onboard the Orion spacecraft to evaluate the operational sound levels.
Integrity Houston, for exercise, arrays and ARS are configured. You are go for exercise. And let us know if you'd be willing for us to come on board.
Okay, Jackie. Yeah, you're welcome on board. We did go ahead and set up the Z9 for the T-shirt shroud activity, but I think we can put something back together for you.
Jeremy, for clarification, are you reporting that you completed the Z9 shroud build, or were you in the middle of it and would need to tear down to set up cameras?
No, it's just that I took down the HHP camera to use the articulating arm for the Z9, and I wasn't sure. That wasn't a peak activity, a flexible activity, so I wasn't sure we were going to have something in that window during that period to test this out or not.
Jimmy, it was absolutely okay to set up the Z9 shroud early, and really it's just a spatial logistics check there, so we didn't need a particular target, and if you are happy with how you would set that up on the flyby day, then you are welcome to take whatever you need to set up other cameras.
Okay, understood. It's a little bit hard to test how effective the shroud is, and if the shroud gets in the way of the lens. That's a short lens, the 35-millimeter lens. And so until we have a target to take a picture or two of, it's going to be a bit tricky to know.
Houston copies.
And this is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. There is some communication there between CSA, or Canadian Space Agency, astronaut Jeremy Hinkson and the CAPCOM, or Capsule Communicator, here in Mission Control, discussing a Z9 shroud. That was a timelined activity for the day where Jeremy was assessing a makeshift shroud setup for the upcoming lunar flyby scheduled for flight day 6 to help capture better sunrise and sunset imagery and avoid some glares on the window. This is Artemis Mission Control. We're currently 2 days, 3 hours, and 52 minutes into the Artemis 2 mission following a liftoff from NASA's Kennedy Space Center on April 1st at 5:35 p.m. Central, 6:35 p.m. Eastern. The crew has, of course, been capturing a ton of imagery during their mission, and this image there on your screen is a recent image that was uploaded and shared publicly. It was captured by the crew on the second flight day of the mission, and it shows the Orion spacecraft there in the foreground with the moon in its distance, and it was captured by a camera on the tip of one of its solar array wings, or SAWS. And there are 4 cameras, one on each of the 4 solar arrays, that have been capturing imagery throughout, and they often all provide our live views as well. So now, on flight day 3, the Orion spacecraft is about 139,000 miles away from the moon, so a little bit closer since yesterday, and it will continue to close in on that target, the moon, with the lunar flyby and closest approach being made on flight day 6.
Please confirm good video.
Hey, we are going to do an ACU swap, and we got good video, but just know we're going to lose voice for a minute while we do ACU swap.
And there on your screen, you're now seeing a live look inside the cabin of the Orion spacecraft. Again, that spacecraft was named Integrity by its crew, and so you can see a live look as the 4 crew members, NASA astronaut Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover and Christina Cook, along with CSA, or Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen, work through the remainder of their activities for their day as they are starting to round out flight day 3. on the left-hand side of your screen. You can see NASA astronaut Victor Glover there.
Integrity Houston, voice check after ACU config.
Houston, we have you loud and clear after ACU swap.
Reid, we have you the same, and a little bit of clarification. It was not a swap. That was my mistake on words, but it was some reconfiguration after the DFTO.
And there you can see NASA astronaut Jeremy Hansen giving a thumbs up to the screen, acknowledging the words that just came up from CAPCOM or capsule communicator Jackie Mahaffey here in the room, who you can see on the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. Also, in the live view inside the Orion spacecraft, you can see CSA or Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen as he sets up to complete his daily exercise using the flywheel device. The flywheel uses a series of pulleys along with a torque limiter, which is encased in a frame about the size of an extra large shoebox, which functions like a rowing machine. And so each of the crew members typically has a scheduled block of exercise time each day, and so Reid and Victor have already completed their exercise for the day, and then Jeremy and Christina will complete it now in the second half of the day.
And Houston, Prime Integrity, just since it's been a while, the CO2 reading is 1.2 at the start of exercise.
Houston copies.
And this is Artemis Mission Control there on your screen. You can see NASA astronaut Christina Cook floating into view and now disappearing out of view again. And then on the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, you can also see a view inside Mission Control here in Houston, and that is the CAPCOM console. And next to that is the flight director console. So the flight director for the Orbit 2 ship, which is currently on console, is Flight Director Paul Kanya. The CAPCOM or capsule communicator is Jackie Mahaffey. And then also joining Jackie on the CAPCOM console is NASA astronaut Tracy Dyson. There on the center of your screen, you can see Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen as he uses the flywheel exercise device. To use this device, the crew places a strap between their feet, and then they pull on the strap, which allows them to perform different types of exercises, including aerobic, resistive, and rowing exercises. By strapping their feet against the footplate of the device, they can also use the bar to perform exercises such as bicep curls, bent over rows, and deadlifts. And then using a harness, the crew can also perform exercises such as squats and calf raises. Each of the crew members completes daily exercise, and it's an essential requirement for human spaceflight missions because without consistent exercise routines, the zero gravity environments can cause a reduction in muscle mass and bone density. Similar to the International Space Station, the crew there also completes daily exercise using different devices because they have a little bit more room to work with. So on the International Space Station, they have an ARED machine, which is a resistive exercise device, a treadmill-type machine, as well as a bicycle that they rotate between depending on the surgeon-prescribed exercise routines for their missions. But here on the Orion spacecraft, they have the single exercise device known as the flywheel, which you see there, which can, of course, perform a variety of different exercises.
Integrity Houston. We are going to put in work a wastewater dump. Toilet is no go. We'll take a thumbs up if you copy. Copy thumbs.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. We are currently 2 days, 4 hours, and 23 minutes into the Artemis 2 mission following a liftoff at 5:35 p.m. Central, 6:35 p.m. Eastern from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The crew is currently awake and working through their timelined activities for the day. Canadian Space Agency, or CSA, astronaut Jeremy Hansen is currently completing his daily exercise. There's also some checkouts of medical devices taking place. And then earlier in the day, the crew also completed a CPR demonstration. And then originally planned for today was an outbound trajectory correction burn, but it was determined that that burn was no longer needed due to the accuracy of the TLI, or translunar injection burn, which took place yesterday, April 2nd. The next burn on this outbound journey to the moon is scheduled for flight day 4, and that will be the outbound trajectory correction 2 burn. Coming up, the crew will also complete some lunar cabin configurations, and then they will have a public affairs event before they have some private medical conferences, as well as a private conference with the flight director here in Mission Control, which is currently Paul Kanya leading the Orbit 2 team, and then they will get ready for their pre-sleep and sleep activities and then head into their sleep time. Currently on your screen, you can see a view of the Artemis Real-Time Orbit website, or ARRO. This website is available at nasa.gov/trackArtemis, and you can continuously monitor Orion's data and telemetry on its way to the moon. So the Orion spacecraft is currently about 133,000 miles away from Earth and about 138,000 miles away from the moon, so about halfway between both.
On 1 for hygiene towel quantities.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jackie, can you confirm that we have 20 total, or do we have 5 total?
Checking. Integrity Houston, no action on the enabled EQLIS caution related to the wastewater dump, and we'll look at it from the ground.
Copy that.
This is Artemis Mission Control. You're currently seeing a live look again inside the Orion spacecraft. In the center of the screen is NASA astronaut Christina Cook, who is serving as one of the two mission specialists on the Artemis 2 mission. She's currently completing her planned daily exercise using the flywheel exercise device, which operates similar to a rowing machine but can complete different types of exercises, including resistive and aerobic exercises. Integrity Houston, for a hygiene towel answer.
Go ahead.
Reed, there are in fact 20 total towels on board. You can find more in Locker Echo, Purple Bag 15, and they are hiding inside unused fecal canisters.
Okay, I'll stand it. Thanks, Jackie.
And you just heard some communication there between the Capcom or Capsule Communicator here in Mission Control, Jackie Mahaffey, and the crew on board the Orion spacecraft as they were working to track down or count some hygiene towels. Here in Mission Control, the console responsible for some of those items is known as IVA, or the Intravehicular Activity Console. and they are responsible for supporting the astronauts and their activities inside the Orion spacecraft. And this flight controller monitors the crew's well-being, and they also provide suit support, hygiene, and internal crew support tasks throughout the mission.
Houston Integrity timeline question for Lunar Canada Pacific.
Go ahead.
Hey, with the delays to exercise, curious if you have thoughts on how we handle the pre-lunar flyby Canada Pacific, or we can make a suggestion if you need one.
Hey, Victor, we will, we'd like to hear your suggestion. We've been talking a little bit about the timeline and priorities for the rest of the day, and we know it's going to be a squeeze. What you thinking?
We'd like to finish the exercise and delay starting at Cabin Config, if that's okay with the science team.
And Victor, when you say delay, do you have a time estimate for us? We're just looking ahead at some of the blue box activities and thinking ahead to the rest of the shuttle.
Yeah, we were thinking 10 minutes, but that's why if you have a recommendation, we will take your recommendation.
Integrity Houston for timeline, we are okay with flying the lunar flyby cabin config about 10 minutes to the right. We do want to aim to give you that full duration of that activity, but we'd like it to be complete by the start of the DSN EMERCOM DFTO. It's going to be most useful to do that activity together.
What we were planning, and then if we need to throw a couple of minutes into lunar flyby cabin config later, we might call you back about doing that too. But okay, we'll fly it to the right 10 minutes, and we'll be done by DSN EMERCOM checkout.
Sounds like a plan.
This is Artemis Mission Control. There on the far left hand of your screen, you can see NASA astronaut Victor Glover, who has been communicating directly with Mission Control here in Houston regarding some of their timelined activities for the remainder of the day. Namely, they've been discussing an upcoming lunar flyby cabin configuration.
A couple more pieces of data for you on the timeline shuffle. The avatar photo and toilet maintenance are flexible, so we don't have a concern with you pushing into that time. You could pull the avatar forward. The second person does not necessarily have to be Christina. Copy, Tim.
And they were discussing moving the lunar flyby cabin configuration. During this particular activity, the crew will develop and document an ideal configuration of the Orion spacecraft internal cabin for the lunar flyby observation period, which will take place on flight day 6. And they will deploy various cameras and equipment that will be used during the flyby, and also work to adjust the spacecraft's lighting and positioning of each crew member to ensure once they make it to that flyby on flight day 6 that everything is well set up and thought out and placed so that they don't have to worry about trying to figure out where all those cameras and equipment will be going on that actual flight day itself. There was also mention of some activities related to Avatar, and this refers to a science investigation flying on Artemis II. Avatar stands for a Virtual Astronaut Tissue Analog Response, and it is an investigation that is using organ-on-a-chip devices, or organ chips, to study the effects of increased radiation and microgravity on human health.
Houston Integrity for AGA.
Where are
they? CO2 is 1.1. Do you need anything else?
Hey, Christina, we copy CO2, and we will take the other main constituents there.
Okay, everything is off scale low. Otherwise, oxygen, 19.7, pressure, 14.05, temperature, 75.7 Fahrenheit.
Christina, we copy, and just a follow-up on that, we are pretty interested in keeping tabs on the temperature, so that's why we'll continue to ask for that full suite. And also, the wastewater dump is complete, and toilet is go.
Copy all. Yeah, thanks for that clarification. We were wondering, since you mentioned temperature, I did want to clarify that the side of the vehicle that AGA is on is much warmer than the other side where the vents are, the diffusers are. So just mentioning for your awareness that we feel that temperature isn't necessarily consistent across the vehicle.
All right, Christina, thank you for that insight. That is really helpful.
This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. We just heard some communication there between NASA astronaut Christina Cook, currently on board the Orion spacecraft, and also seen there in the center of your screen. She just wrapped up some of her daily exercises in the flywheel device, and then she was also calling down to the CAPCOM, or capsule communicator here in Mission Control, to provide an update on some AGA, or anomaly gas analyzer readings. And these readings are provided periodically throughout the day, and they are monitored and tracked by the EECOM, which stands for Emergency Environmental and Consumables Manager here in Mission Control, and they are responsible for the internal thermal control systems, air and water supply, and purification systems. And the equivalent to that position in the International Space Station Flight Control Room just down the hall is ETHOS. They were also talking about some wastewater dump. The Universal Waste Management System, or basically the space toilet on the Orion spacecraft. And the space toilet, or the Universal Waste Management System, typically dumps that wastewater every day overboard. It's vented overboard, much like what happened during the space shuttle era. Now the crew is going to start working on their pre-lunar flyby cabin configuration activity, so they're going to be deploying some cameras and other equipment that they plan to use during the flyby on flight day 6 to just ensure that they know where everything should be set up, where it should go, and where each crew member should be stationed for that observation period. So we're currently about 2 days, 4 hours, and 51 minutes into the Artemis II mission. The Orion spacecraft carrying the four crew members who you currently see on your screen are about 134,000 miles away from Earth, and they have about 137,000 miles between them and the moon. So pretty soon they will actually be closer to the moon than they are to Earth, and we do expect them to pass that milestone in about 31 minutes.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Houston, Integrity on 1 for lunar flyby setup.
Go ahead.
We still have the HHP. We're wondering, in Jeremy's position, if he's looking out the window there, will the moon be right side up or upside down?
We have a great view of checking.
north pole of the moon going to be in the vehicle plus X direction?
Yeah, we're going to go with the first way you worded the question and say affirm it's upside down in the position Jeremy is in right now.
So if he flips over, it'll be right side up.
That's how it works.
This is Artemis Mission Control. We're currently 2 days, 5 hours, and 3 minutes into the Artemis 2 mission. Currently on your screen, you're seeing a live look inside the Orion spacecraft, which is named Integrity, and it was named Integrity by its crew. The crew is currently working through a pre-lunar flyby cabin configuration activity. All four of them are working to deploy various cameras and equipment that will be used during the flyby, which is planned for flight day 6 of the mission. They'll also be adjusting the spacecraft's lighting and positioning of each crew member to ensure that all of the equipment, cameras, as well as the individual placement of each of them works and will be seamless during the flyby observation period. After this cabin configuration activity is complete, NASA astronaut Christina Koch, who you currently see on the left-hand side of your screen, will then work on a Deep Space Network Emergency Communications DFTO, or Developmental Flight Test Objective. And during this test objective, Christina will conduct a checkout of the emergency communication system while connected to the Deep Space Network. The Deep Space Network, or DSN, is NASA's international array of giant radio antennas that support interplanetary spacecraft missions, plus a few that orbit Earth, and it provides radar and radio astronomy observations that can improve our understanding of the solar system and the larger universe. And there you can see on your screen that the crew just turned out the lights on the Orion spacecraft. So now it's quite dark, and again, they are adjusting the lighting as part of that lunar flyby cabin configuration activity so that they can test the lighting as well as all of the camera equipment that will be used during the lunar flyby. And there on your screen now you can see an exterior view of the Orion spacecraft, and this view is coming to you from one of the solar array wing or SAW cameras on the Orion spacecraft. The Orion spacecraft has 4 solar array wings, and each of those wings has its own camera that provides various views throughout the mission.
Houston Integrity, just one note for PCDs. We're going to need to route power cables since we're down to 3 PCDs, so just keep that as a tracking item that we're going to need to do in the next day.
Houston, copy.
This is Artemis Mission Control. You just heard some communication related to a PCD. That stands for Portable Computing Devices, which are basically the tablets that each of the crew members uses to track their timeline and other various activities throughout the mission.
Integrity Houston, we know you're having some important conversations there. I wanted to let you know we're a couple minutes from the official start of the EMERCOM DFTO, but we could probably push that by 5 minutes or maybe up to 10 if you need it.
Okay, copy. I think we're wrapping this up now. I think we've learned a lot.
This is Artemis Mission Control. You're once again seeing a live look inside the cabin of the Orion spacecraft. There in the center of your screen is NASA astronaut Christina Koch, and to the left is NASA astronaut Victor Glover. The crew is currently wrapping up a pre-lunar flyby cabin configuration activity, and during that activity they deployed
several cameras and other equipment that will be used during the lunar flyby, which is planned for flight day 6. And they also adjusted the spacecraft's lighting and the positioning of each crew member. Following this activity, NASA astronaut Christina Cook will complete a deep space network emergency communications developmental flight test objective, which will basically be a checkout of the emergency communication system onboard the Orion spacecraft while connected to the deep space network, which is an array of giant radio antennas that support interplanetary spacecraft missions. In addition to that activity, NASA astronaut Reid Wiseman and Victor Glover will also finish completing some checkouts of medical devices onboard the Orion spacecraft. They did complete some of these checkouts earlier in the day, so they just need to wrap out a few final checkouts for that activity.
Integrity Houston, before we start the EMERCOM DFTO, we have a couple of timeline sync-up items to get you continuing on with the timeline while that DFTO is happening.
Go ahead.
Hey, Christina, for the avatar photo, while you are doing the historical photos, we'd also like you to take note of the lights and if and when we've got either the EMERCOM or afterwards, just call down a quick light status for us. We didn't catch one this morning. And then second, I think we'd be interested in status on if folks got to the med device checkout at all yet. And with the trouble with the ECG this morning, we have uplinked message 3.03.06, ECG troubleshooting, and we would like that prioritized ahead of any remaining medical device checkout.
Okay, we can catch you up on some things. Medical device checkout is complete. Avatar photos are complete. For the Avatar lights, they are all on ON, except for number 15.
We copy. And in that case, then the only other thing we'd be looking for is that message 3.3.6.
And POIC integrity for the Avatar photos, those were taken about 2 hours ago.
Integrity Huntsville, we copy that 2 hours ago. Thanks so much.
And this is Artemis Mission Control here in Houston, Texas. There was some communication there between NASA astronaut Christina Cook and the CAPCOM or capsule communicator here on the ground discussing some of the remainder of the activities for the day. And so Christina will be supporting a deep space network emergency communications test.
Integrity Houston. Our team on the ground is ready to step into the emergency comm DFTO when you are. And for your information, a few minutes ago we put in a EPS cross tie just to cover us for some of the different attitudes we'll be in for the next couple of hours.
Copy, EPS cross tie is in for a couple hours and I'm starting the EMERCOM DFTO now.
Copy. And Christina, I've got a couple of notes for you on the procedure when you're ready to copy.
Ready for your notes.
All right, a couple of nominal things to give you in the procedure itself. In instruction 15.1.5, you will want antenna 3. And in instruction 17.1.7, the answer is yes, we do want an attitude maneuver.
Copy all.
And then, Christina, the final item is we are going to transition directly from this activity into the next attitude for the D5 camera checkout. So if, when you get to
step 11 to maneuver to bias tail to sun attitude. Assuming that we have good calm with you, the ground is going to take the attitude commanding to that camera window attitude. If for some reason you have not reestablished calm with us, then we would like you to perform step 11.
Connected to CMN Network.
Step 11 and talk with you if we have calm. Otherwise, I will continue the procedure as written.
Dealer Day back. And we are ready for you in step 2.
Copy. Skipping to step